Tonight could be the end of a long season for LeBron James and the Miami Heat. The team faces elimination in Game 6 of the NBA Finals against the San Antonio Spurs, who currently lead the best-of-seven series 3-2. And the big question is, can LeBron overcome his playoff inconsistencies and lead the Heat to their second straight championship? Phil Latzman is a longtime Heat watcher, first as host for Miami Heat Radio. He's now an anchor for WLRN Miami Herald News. He joins us from Miami. And Phil, the mood must be intense there today.
I think the word I would use for it, Jeremy, is vexing, because this team, which was so good in the regular season, was toying with opponents during that 27-game win streak, has now not been able to win back-to-back games in either the Eastern Conference Finals or the NBA Finals. I mean, this was supposed to be the most dominant team built to win championships. And, you know, tonight's Game 6 is really, I think, a referendum on whether or not LeBron James's decision to play in Miami has worked thus far, because, you know, they lost in 2011. They were in a similar situation against the Dallas Mavericks. They won last year in the NBA Finals, and won 4 straight after losing the opener to Oklahoma City. And they were wondering which team is going to show up tonight. I mean, I've never, ever seen, in all my years of covering and watching sports, such an inconsistent series. There's no trends. The only trend that you have in this series is that Danny Green and the Spurs seem to be knocking down open three-point shots. But other than that, you just don't know what team is going to show up.
Well, what happened here, Phil? I mean, is it LeBron, or is it about Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade, the other two members of this big three?
Well, I think it's partially that LeBron is a very unselfish player. I mean, he would prefer to pass first. And a lot of times, Heat fans watch the games and go, why did you pass it there? You penetrated, got in the lane, you had a shot, and then you decided to swing the ball outside. It's a combination. Dwayne Wade had looked like a guy that could be on crutches, you know, in an old age home earlier in the series, and then all of a sudden comes out and scores 32 points in Game 4. The big three is back. Bosh is aggressive. And, you know, he, I don't think, has lived up to the big contract that he got from the Heat when he signed here. So it's a combination of the three of them not really jibing on each night, but LeBron would rather pass the ball than shoot it, and I think that he's going to have to change that strategy for tonight. He should be taking charge and being more aggressive and shooting the ball a lot more and taking over.
Well, give us a sense of the stakes, especially for people who don't follow this very closely. I mean, people have compared LeBron James to Michael Jordan. Some say he is better than Michael Jordan was. He started his NBA career much earlier, but if they lose tonight, if the Miami Heat lose tonight, he's going to be behind Jordan when it comes to championships at this point in their careers.
Well, I mean, it's easy. I mean, Michael Jordan, you know, won 6 NBA championships.
Right. But by the time he was 30, he had already won 3, I think.
Right. If he loses in this NBA Finals, you know, remember the one he lost in Cleveland in 2007, that's 3 out of 4 times he's made it to the NBA Finals and lost, and then people are going to start to question whether he is the big game player that everyone thought he was. You know, kind of the way that Alex Rodriguez was with the New York Yankees. You know, same, he's won one World Series with the Yankees, but, you know, is he really the big game guy? And, you know, if LeBron loses this and does not come up with another championship, because remember, the press conference they had 3 years ago here was, well, not one, not two, not three, not four, and then they went on to 7 championships. I mean, the expectations are so high here, Jeremy, that if they don't win back-to-back titles, that is a disappointment. And just one final note on this. I don't have the stats in front of you, but you look at the stats, points, rebounds, and assists. LeBron's stats are better than Michael Jordan's stats. But the only stat that counts is championships. Michael has 6 of them. LeBron right now only has 1.
So a lot on the line here. And what happens if they lose? I mean, do you think that the big three split up?
Well, LeBron James has a out in his contract after next season. There's already been talk that if he's not happy here, he might go back to Cleveland or wherever. Chris,
if they'll take him.
Chris Bosh has been a disappointment here, and there's already been rumors even before this series is over that the Heat might be looking to trade him. So, yeah, I think this is the referendum on whether the Miami Heat are a dynasty basketball team or they're just your average team, a good team that won a championship. The legacy implications are huge.
And I see a lot of people in Miami are doing some good luck charms, a lot of superstition going on today. Phil Latzman, senior anchor reporter at the WLRN Miami Herald News, host of the Florida Roundup on WLRN. Phil, thanks so much and enjoy the game.
My pleasure, Jeremy. Go Heat.
And Robin's got a look at Iran's new president-elect in 30 seconds, here and now.